This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
PR News. South Korea says it plans to end foreign adoptions of Korean children. This as the UN investigators voiced serious concerns over what they say was Seoul's failure to ensure accurate records and reparations for widespread human rights violations tied to decades of mass overseas adoptions. South Korea has faced growing pressure to confront widespread fraud and abuse that plagued its adoption program, especially during the 1970s and 80s, when it sent thousands of children to the West each year. South Korea says it will phase out foreign adoptions by 2029. France is known for its robust history, intricate cuisine, and, of course, electronic music. The French touch sound, as it's often called, is now one step closer to being recognized by UNESCO. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has more.
Electronic music has officially been added to France's intangible cultural heritage list. Spanning across house, electro, disco, and rock, the country's electronic music scene goes back more than half a century. It includes artists like Jean-Michel Jarre, Justice, Air, and Daft Punk. It might not be the right time. Electronic music's addition to the list marks the first step towards gaining UNESCO cultural heritage status. Earlier this year, French President Emmanuel Macron voiced his support for the recognition. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
With so much going on, it can be hard to keep up with who's doing what and why. I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, letting you know whether it's news from across